The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
Welcome to chilloverradio.net.
Yo, what up, guys and gals? It's your boy Zay, representing the Culture of Dad, back again with a brand new episode of the Cult of Dad podcast. It's the place where we discuss all things dad, which is simply all things. Now, quick verbal disclaimer, although we may discuss daddy issues, family issues, and the like, this podcast is intended for mature audiences. Here is where we have real conversations from and repping a daddy's perspective. Your discretion is advised. So for this episode today, I want to get into the topic of judgment. Now, the topic of judgment covers a couple of different gamuts. We're talking self-judgment. We're talking our own judgment of others. We're also talking the way we allow others' judgment of us to affect us. It's a sad state of the world that we live in that, culturally speaking, we are so prone to judging others. We are so affected by the judgment of others that people are no longer living true to their authentic selves. People are not expressing who they really are. People are not saying what they think. People are not doing the things they believe in because they are so pigeonholed by the judgment and expectations of others. And along that same point, as we become so conditioned to accepting the judgment of others, we start to think that it's okay to judge everybody else by our own moral standards, our own superiority, our own whatever particular complexes we have. It's so funny. I was having a conversation with my mom the other day, and even her shared her own personal judgments on me and the fact that my mom thinks I'm self-righteous. Can you believe it? Me, self-righteous? Well, if any of y'all listen to the podcast, I can totally understand that. I can see why somebody might think I'm self-righteous in the sense because I have the confidence enough to speak up and say the things that I think and say the things that I believe. Can it come off as self-conscious? Sure. I mean, self-righteous? Sure. Can it come off as cocky or arrogant? I guess. I mean, I really think that's dependent upon the person taking that in. Is that my intention? Is my intention to come off like I'm some sort of self-righteous dude and I know it all? No, not really. I'm just sharing my experiences, my thoughts, my beliefs, and it's had value for certain people, and so I'm sharing it with more because it seems to resonate. The way others take that, well, that's on them. But if I choose to let the fact that my own mother, of all people, who call me self-righteous, if I choose to let that affect me and impact everything that I do, well, hell, I might as well hang it up with the podcast and close down shop on Cult of Dad. Who am I to speak on these things that I've experienced? Who am I to speak on the ways of the world? Like, no, I'm not going to let her judgment of me affect what I'm doing, nor am I going to turn around and try to cast judgment on her. I mean, it's just, it is what it is. So we can't allow other people's judgments to shade us. You know what I mean? Now, piggybacking on my last point, in relation to, say, for example, my mother calling me self-righteous, I could very easily have taken that in and let that really affect me and who I am, let that affect my self-esteem and my confidence, and just let the judgment of someone else completely sway my own judgment of myself. But what I know is, for a fact, is that what you think of yourself, it's much more important than what people think of you. You see, self-esteem comes from being able to define the world in your own terms and refusing to abide by the judgments of others. Now, if that sounds familiar, that is a quote directly from Oprah Winfrey. I don't want this, but when I stumbled across that quote, I found it so powerful and so profound in the sense that this whole idea that we cave to other people's judgments is because our self-esteem is not fully developed to define the world in our own terms, and that we can refuse to abide by the judgments of others. But that is a very powerful concept, because if you can define the world in your own terms, and asking your own particular reality and creating it in the way that you envision, living the life you choose to live, regardless of what everybody else says, regardless of the normal paths or quote unquote the traditional routes, but in a way, it adds a level to your self-esteem that somebody can call you whatever they want to call you. Whether it's a misunderstanding, whether it was not as whether it was not meant to be offensive, whatever the case may be, and they won't faze you like water rolling off of a duck's back, right? Because hell, I'm living in my own world, right? I'm creating my own space. I'm doing the things I want to do, and I'm ultimately fulfilling my own happiness. So who cares? It doesn't matter what this other person thinks. Far too many of us hang our hats on what the world around us thinks, and we forget to focus on what we think about ourselves. So I think that's a very powerful and profound quote by Oprah Winfrey in this instance, as far as dealing with the judgments of others. The most important thing is just to remember that what you think of yourself is more important than what anybody else thinks of you. So another thing that I notice about other people's judgments, people judging other situations, other perspectives, etc., is that a lot of times when people are so busy judging you or judging others, it says a lot more about them than it does about the person that's being judged. It's very easy to make assumptions and be like, get kind of on your high horse and look down on somebody else or cast judgments on somebody else because you don't agree with their particular point of view. But when we do that, we're really just telling a story of ourselves and not that other thing. In other words, when others are judging you, they're telling you their story. They're not telling you your own story. How could anybody else tell you your own story? Because it's your story. Only you know what your story is. Now I'm back to using my mother for example, and she's going to hate that I keep bringing this up because it's like I'm painting her as the bad guy. She's really not. I know she did not mean to offend me, but I just think this is a perfect example to use for this particular topic. She said that at times I come off self-righteous, and I can be pretty self-righteous. In that sense, how much of that is really her telling me about myself, and how much of that is her telling me about herself, her perceptions of me? Because the things that she sees as me being self-righteous, from my perspective, as far as what I'm offering, what I'm giving to her in those moments, it's not self-righteousness. I'm trying to offer some sort of value, or I'm trying to offer some sort of insight, some sort of knowledge from the experiences and the wisdom that I might have accumulated over the years. Who knows what the situation may be at any particular moment, but when you talk to somebody, you share your points of view, whether they agree with you or not, they may think, oh, this person's being a little self-righteous, or this person's being a little cocky, whatever the case may be. If I'm confident in myself, I'm not necessarily being cocky. It's just that I have confidence. But for somebody who's not confident in themselves, they might look at me like, hey, he's a cocky motherfucker. Like, who is he to be walking around thinking that he can do whatever and he can go out and try to create something? And so they will cast their judgments and say, hey, that guy over there is real cocky. But that says more about them than it does about me. Because it says that, hey, they have an issue with people who are confident. It says that, hey, they have an issue with me because they may not necessarily like me. They're judging me as this particular thing. So a lot of times people's judgments tell you more about them than it does about whatever it is that they're judging. And this is typically what happens when it comes to those closest to you. because those closest to you have gotten to know you under all sorts of other conditions, and people don't often like to admit that change is not only possible, but inevitable. And so people want to kind of typecast you, pigeonhole you to their whatever perceptions they might have had from you from before. My own father still looks at me as the same little kid who never wanted to clean up. So he comes to my house. Every time he comes to my house and he sees it clean and neat, he's always like, I can't, like, wow, your house is so clean. I can't believe that you did this. You didn't have to clean up just for me. No, Pop, I didn't clean up just for you. This is just how I live. I don't like to have my house all messy and shit. Maybe when I was a kid, back when I was like 15, you would come, you would see how I was living, you would make your judgments. That's not the same person I am. So we should never try to waste our time trying to explain who we are to people who are committed to misunderstanding us, to people who are committed to keeping us locked into the same box, the same typecast, the same pigeonhole that they've threw us in long ago and refused to let us out, refused to open their eyes to see who we truly are in the here, in the now, in the present moment. Even if we're just making an effort to try to support that effort of change that we're doing, it's much easier for them to say, no, this is who you were in the past, this is who you'll continue to be forever. I remember when I tried, the first time I tried to give up meat to go vegetarian, and I said, I'm giving up meat. Everybody in my family, extended family, immediate family, could not wait to knock me off that horse. It was not that they was cast, it was not that they was trying to sabotage me or anything, but everybody had this perceived notion that, hey, we eat meat, there's nothing wrong with meat. They made their judgments on people who like to be vegetarians. Oh, that's not healthy. You're not going to get whatever natural vitamins and minerals, et cetera, et cetera. And so they'd spend every time, every meal we got together, trying to force me to eat some sort of meat. You need some red meat for your blood, and you need to eat chicken and da-da-da. That's part of the culture, you know, blah, blah. So all of these things, like, that people will cast these judgments on us, lock us into a box, and expect us to maintain the judgments that they themselves placed on us. But it's not our job to live up to their judgments or live down to their expectations. The only judgments we need to focus on are the judgments of ourselves. How are you judging yourself? What is the self-talk you give to yourself? How are you treating yourself? Because if you're not doing those things in the proper manner, you're not taking care of yourself, you're not loving yourself, you're doing more harm than you are good. So here's a beautiful quote by the late, great Bob Marley. And he said, "Who are you to judge the life I live? I am not perfect and I don't have to be. Before you start pointing fingers, make sure your hands are clean." I think that's such a profound yet simple quote that exactly speaks to the point of what I'm talking about here. We all have got our own shit going on. I'm far from perfect. I'm far from some sort of holy saint. And Lord knows I don't try to be. I don't want to be. I'm me, flawed and all. And I enjoy my flaws just as much as I enjoy my highest attributes. But at the end of the day, I know enough about myself to know that I've done lots of fucked up stuff in the past. I have lots of things about me that is just as fucked up as anybody else. And so I have no cause or concern to be sitting around judging other people. Because at the end of the day, if I'm going to judge anybody, anybody's stuff, anybody's actions, anybody's perspectives or points of view, then the person whom I'm going to judge is myself. The actions I'm going to judge are my own. I don't have time to be thinking about what the next person has done and whether or not that was right or wrong and coming to all sorts of opinions on whom they are, what, because of the way something they did might have affected me. It's just a complete, utter waste of time and kind of total bullshit. The fact of the matter is, we're all flawed individuals. There's no hiding that. The, You know, that's why we're here. We're all continuously making some sort of effort to get better. At least that's the idea. There may be case to be said that not everybody's trying to get better or develop themselves. That's fine. We're here having our own individual experiences. So we're here for whatever particular reason. But to spend our energy and our time looking at others, judging others because they should be some way we think that they should be, as opposed to looking at ourselves and deciding how we want to be and crafting ourselves into that light. What are we doing? Seriously, what are we doing? And truly, the sad thing about all this is the simple fact that it has seeped deep into the infrastructure of our culture. I mean, we have a culture that is held upright on perception and judgment. The media crafts the images of what we should believe is beauty, right? I mean, the media has told us, you know, women should be slim and fit, et cetera, et cetera. Guys should be muscular and extra macho and this and that. And then these types of ideas filter throughout the culture and throughout society into people's minds where women judge each other for doing the exact same thing that they're doing. I've seen women judge another woman because, oh, she's fat because she don't fit into that cover girl mold. And I'm looking at this chick like, yo, you're the exact same. You don't fit into that cover girl mold either. Why are you so busy judging her? If that cover girl mold is so important, then shouldn't you be committing your energy towards getting yourself there? Why do we spend that time judging everybody else who's not doing what we ourselves are not doing either? And then you go and turn around and you judge those, right? So I seen those same people turn around and actually judge the girls who fit into that cover girl mode or whatever and be like, oh, she's so skinny and she's, you know, she's anorexic and she's that, and you start calling names and just real catty stuff. Now, and this is not a woman thing. This is just me saying this is how our society is. This happens with men too. Like, guys will judge each other for, oh, he's not in shape, he's not, you know, blah, 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 you're not fit, whatever, whatever. And then the ones being judged, being called not in shape, who don't fit that quote-unquote GQ look or whatever the case may be, turn around and are judging those who actually do. Like, oh, he thinks he's hot shit, they walking around all uppity, this and that, yada, yada, yada. And it's like, to the point that this one is looking over at everybody else and judging, and everybody else on the other side is looking over in the opposite direction, judging everybody else. And we got a society of people who are judging, who are spending so much time judging everybody else or putting up false perceptions to try to fit in, to try to avoid judgments, because we hang our hat so heavily on the judgment of others that we got to fake it until we make it. We got to put up a facade because we can't be fulfilled in whom we are. We can't really present ourselves authentically, truly, in our fullest expression of who we are, because we are afraid of the judgments that we're going to get from everybody else. When really, at the end of the day, the only thing that should matter is how we feel about ourselves. And if we can come from a place that's authentic, that's true to who we are, and not with concern or not with worry about what everybody else is thinking, we'll be in a much more empowered position. That's what I've been working towards these past few years, actually, just getting myself, getting my mindset strong enough that I could be content with who I am and disregard any of the judgments of society and the judgments of those around me, because I get it. I know people are going to judge. But do we let that judgment stop us from doing the things we want, stop us from living our life in a way that's going to lead to our own happiness? If we do, then we live a life where we want other people's judgments to make us happy, and that's never going to be. I personally don't want to be in that position where I'm subjugated to the judgments of others. I'm living my life according to what everybody else should do. I tried that before, and every time I have, it's not worked out. It's led to me being sick or me being in a hospital or me getting into all sorts of trouble that I really had no business being in, but I wanted to fit in. I didn't want to be the black sheep. I didn't want to rock the boat. I wanted to go along with the masses because I feared the judgment I would get if I actually stepped out on the ledge and was myself. And in choosing to step out on the ledge and be myself now, fully, currently, presently, as a means so that my son can learn to be his full, authentic self, live from that empowered state, live a life that truly is going to lead to his ultimate happiness, I've gotten so much more done and I've accomplished so much more in my life since doing that. This is the time. There's no tomorrow. The tomorrow's not guaranteed. And all of the yesterdays are gone. There's nothing you can do about any of that. All we have is right here, right now. We either choose to live our life subject to everybody else's judgment, living in a way that we're jumping from one foot to the other, hopping on eggshells, trying to make everyone else but ourselves happy. Or we live our lives doing what we feel is best for us, doing what we feel works for those that are around us, those that we love, doing what we feel makes us happy. Now, me personally, I'd rather live my life for the latter. But this is just me ranting, thinking about judgments, thinking about how we conduct ourselves, the perceptions that we all try to uphold so that we could fit in and avoid others' judgments or get judged in a lighter, more positive light, as opposed to just being real and saying, fuck it. This is who I am. I own it. I can go through a litany, just a list of all sorts of quote-unquote cons about myself. Like, oh, I like women. What can I say? I'm not a sexual predator or nothing like that, but I'm just saying I can be a little bit of a flirt sometimes. You know, that's fine. That can be thought of as a con or negative, but you know what? I enjoy it. It feeds my ego. It's fun. It's harmless. I never mean any harm or any ill will or negative intentions, but you know, that's something negative about me. But I would rather own that, regardless of the judgments I get from anybody else. I'd rather own that because that's who I am than walk around and try to be like, no, I don't. I'm not that guy. I don't like to flirt with women. I don't like to, you know, do whatever. But that's bullshit. And the truth is, I wouldn't be happy. I wouldn't be happy walking around like a hermit. I wouldn't be happy if I couldn't interact with people and connect. If I couldn't smile at somebody and give a lady a compliment. Oh, that's a beautiful outfit. Like, it's not that I have any ill will or I'm trying to jump in some chick's pants just because I say that. But just because I do say it and I enjoy the interaction, there's nothing wrong with that either. I'd rather be myself and own who I am, flaws and all, living my life to be happy than be some phony, fake person just so that I could fit in with everybody else, living a miserable life with everybody else. And I guess at the end of the day, that's the choice we all have to make. So that's our show for today, folks. I just wanted to dive in a little bit briefly on the topic of judgment, but we don't want to get too heavy on it for y'all because, well, then I'd be the judgmental one casting judgments on everybody else. I just wanted to drop a little food for thought so that we can all have it in the forefront of our minds as far as the judgments we hold, the judgments we hold of ourselves, how we may in fact be judging others, and how we respond when people try to judge us. Remember, it's not important what anybody else thinks about you, except for you. You're the only one that matters. It's your world. So, peace and blessings. It's your boy Zay, representing that culture of dad. Again, if you want to drop some feedback, some comment, shoot an email, shoot a message to cult, C-U-L-T, of, O-F, dad, D-A-D, @gmail.com. We'll be sure to get back to you. Or visit the website cultureofdad.com. Check out some of the articles there. Leave your comments, leave your input. And again, you can find us all over social media, hashtag Cult of Dad on IG, on Facebook, on Twitter, wherever you're at, we're there too. So be sure to hit us up, leave some feedback, show some love. We out.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.